On the banks of the Anacostia River, Southeast DC resident Bobby Jones is doing what he does every day.
Today I'm fishing.
And it doesn't take long before he begins bragging about his biggest catch.
The one I caught that was around about 60-pound catfish. That's the biggest one I ever caught.
That was a good day. But Jones says every day he spends fishing is a good day.
A bad day of fishing is better than a good day's work.
It's a positive attitude, and he needs it. Jones has been out of work for 5 years, so fishing for catfish isn't just a pastime. It's a big part of his diet.
You know, I just bake them and put a little hot sauce on them. They're real good.
But Anacostia Riverkeeper Dottie Younger, who advocates for clean water, says eating catfish can be dangerous. She says studies show many of the brown, bull-headed catfish in the Anacostia have contaminants in their tissues and cancerous lesions on their bodies.
Will you get immediately sick from eating a fish from the river that might be contaminated? Probably not. You may not actually even feel any effect, but there are effects that are happening at the cellular level in your body, at the molecular level. It's affecting brain development, it's affecting memory, it's affecting those kind of cognitive skills.
Because of the contamination, the District Department of the Environment puts advisories on its website and on fishing licenses instructing people not to eat the catfish, carp, and eel they catch. But Younger says many anglers aren't aware of the advisories because they don't speak English, have trouble reading, or don't have access to the internet. So next month, a group of local and federal researchers is kicking off a campaign to boost awareness. They plan to survey Anacostia anglers and find out how they can get their message across. Meanwhile, Jones says he plans to keep on doing what he's doing.
I grew up fishing and hunting, so I always been eating fish.
And he says he hasn't gotten sick yet. I'm Jessica Gould.